Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
Ringing in the new year with the R word.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Well, the economy's got problems, that's for sure. Crude oil hit $100 the barrel yesterday. At the same time, we got word manufacturing last month was the weakest in 5 years. Now more people are murmuring about recession. And with a threat of higher inflation, there's concern the Fed might be stingy when it comes to lowering interest rates. What a hangover for Wall Street yesterday. It was the worst start to a new year since 1983. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ each lost about 1.5%. That wave of selling reached Asia overnight. Hong Kong was down 2.5%. The major European markets are all lower. This morning, gold is at a record $870 the ounce. The subprime crisis is at the root of much of what is being played out in the markets. Stocks in many companies have been badly damaged. And for weeks, high-risk investors have been swooping down like vultures to snap up some of these shares. And as Sam Eaton reports, regular money managers, like the ones running your mutual fund, have started nibbling.
They call it bottom feeding, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Francois Trahan is chief investment strategist at ISI Group in New York. He says buying stocks that have been unfairly punished can yield some of the highest returns.
So if you have something that's been halved, you know, your odds of finding something that's going to double are much greater than if you're, you know, if you have something that did okay last year, but probably has a story that's running long in the tooth at this point.
The financial sector looks especially tasty. Led by foreign government-linked funds, investors snapped up billions of dollars in financial stocks last quarter. But Trahan says the sector will remain a risky bet until the subprime crisis plays out. He says the real bargains are stocks linked to consumer spending, like retailers and restaurants. They're down about 15%, but he says they could see a major rebound if the price of oil comes down. That would make gas cheaper and leave more Americans feeling flush. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
When the Weather Channel began televising in 1982, many in the media business wrote it off. It was dull, and only weather buffs would tune in. Today, the Weather Channel is expected to go up for sale. It's one of the last privately owned cable channels. One potential buyer, quoted in the New York Times, called it beachfront property. The forecast is for a $5 billion price tag. Parent company Landmark Communications is expected to sell everything it owns, including 9 daily newspapers. The channel's website, weather.com, will be on the block, too. In November, it had more users than Facebook and CNN.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. Online at Medtronic.com.
It was a bleak holiday shopping season for the nation's retailers. Sales grew at their slowest rate in at least 4 years. Now some chains are hoping for a little post-holiday bump from the nation's largest minority group, Hispanics. Walmart, in particular, is heavily promoting an upcoming holiday, not normally celebrated in the U.S. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
El Día de los Reyes Magos, or Three Kings Day, is celebrated this Sunday. It marks the day the three wise men showered baby Jesus with gifts. Carlos Ramirez is with Lopez Negrete Communications, the nation's second-largest Hispanic marketing company. He says many Latinos celebrate the holiday for 12 days after Christmas.
The Three Kings is a very heavy gift-giving celebration. Within certain cultures, gifts can be exchanged as much as, you know, every single night.
His firm works with Walmart to promote Three Kings Day. Over 300 stores have displays and products geared to the celebration.
It positions Walmart as a company that knows and cares about the traditions of its customers and, for that matter, its own employees.
A Three Kings parade in Miami, sponsored by Kmart, is expected to draw 500,000 people. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
There's a growing trend among supermarket chains with pharmacies giving away free prescription medication. Matt Sepik has the story from St. Louis.
Mary Kay Hoff does all of her grocery shopping at this Schnuck store near her home in St. Louis. She also picks up prescriptions here from time to time. Hoff says she was happy to hear Schnucks recently started offering free supplies of commonly prescribed drugs.
There are a lot of people that can't afford medication, and so any time that someone can get their medication free, I think that's a good program.
It should go without saying that blockbuster drugs such as Ambien and Viagra are not among the freebies. The list is limited to a few dozen varieties of generic antibiotics. The supermarket chain's president, Todd Schnuck, says his company wants to help young families and the elderly. But he admits business considerations also factor in.
There's a lot of customers that come in just for the pharmacy, and so we want to try and actually bring in more because we think it's a good business.
Schnucks is not the first chain to do this. Last year, Walmart got the ball rolling with its $4 prescriptions, and then regional stores, including Publix in Florida and Meijer in Michigan and Ohio, started giving away free drugs. However, supermarket research analyst David Livingston says this is not a move that will turn the grocery business on its ear.
It's not a significant event in the industry. I would compare it to giving a free sucker out at the counter to a child.
There's not a giant plastic bowl of antibiotics at the checkout. You still have to have a doctor's prescription. But Livingston says common drugs such as penicillin and amoxicillin are so cheap, offering them free may actually save the company money. Schnucks would not put a price tag on the giveaway. However, Livingston points out it's not worth a pharmacist's time to process insurance paperwork or even ring up the sale on such drugs.
It's actually probably even more cost-effective to give them away for free, considering a pharmacist is making excess of $100,000 per year.
That, he says, and not competition from Walmart, is the real reason for this mini trend. And the PR value doesn't hurt either. In St. Louis, I'm Matt Sepik for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.